from Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of what is a Tanit, what is a Jewish fast. We know there are many different fasts. There are four fasts related to the destruction of the temple. There is Yom Kippur, which is a whole different bird in itself. There's the later fast that was instituted later in Jewish history, the fast of Esther. And sometimes people fast because they're having a difficult time. People fast for communal needs, fast for their problems with rain. People fast if they had a bad dream. There are all these different fasts. And the question is, what is the meaning of these fasts? What is a fast? So when we look at the Rambam, he was the master of categorization. And he, the laws of Tanit, yes, it's, he puts it in the laws of Zimanim, it's different holidays, but he relates it to the mitzvah to call out to God, to scream out to God, Litzok lifnei Hashem, chole tzara gedola. When there's a great travesty, there's a great problem, then you call out to God. The first meaning of prayer, the first meaning of days of fast, and we'll give six meanings today. The first meaning is that it's emergent prayer. It's not just a prayer that you say every day to show that you recognize that God is sovereign over the universe. No, that's daily prayer. This is emergent prayer. Prayer for an emergency. Prayer for when there's a tzara gedola, great tzaras, great trials and travails are facing you or the community. Then you scream out to God. Where does it say in the Torah you should do that? Well, it says in Bahalotcha that you should blow the trumpets, in the Book of Numbers, that you should blow the trumpets. So the Rambam says it's not just to blow a trumpet, but it's to call out to God, to be remembered before God when there's a great emergency. When do we declare fast? We declare fast when there's famine, we declare fast when there's pestilence, we declare fast when there's a flood. Great emergencies, these are things that require a fast. The second meaning of a fast is that it's a day of teshuvah, a day of repentance. And actually, the Rambam links these two. You see, what does it mean to call out to God? So, well, I, human being, call to God and say, God, answer us. Anenu Hashem, Anenu. We say in our slichot, the ultimate emergency prayer. Call out, answer me, God. Why should God answer? Says Rabbi Yosef Albo, God doesn't change his mind. If there was a flood yesterday, there's a flood today. But I could change. What if I do tshuva? So the Rambam says, this idea that we should call out to God whenever we have tzaras is a matter of teshuva. It's because a person says, maybe it's something I'm doing which is leading to these different problems that I have. And that's the attitude I should take. What could I do better? So the Tanit is an opportunity to repent as we begin to break our physical spirit. I feel knocked down by all the fasting. I feel weak. Maybe it's a good time. Come closer to God to reflect on God. The third meaning of prayer, the third meaning of Ta'anit, the meaning of a fast day, is as follows. It's a day of action. A day of action. If you look at the actual schedule that the Jews used to have in the Talmudic times for a fast, so Abaye the great Talmudist in Babylonia said, Mitzafrad palgad yoma, ma'ninam b'mila demata. From the morning until noon, they investigate matters of the community. And later they're going to read the Torah and the Haftorah, and then they'll ask for mercy from God and prayers. But the first thing is, what's going on in our community? Rashi says, is there any gezel, any stealing going on in our community? Is there anything immoral going on in our community? In other words, we have to look at ourselves. What's going on? Are there different problems in our community? We need to take action. After all, in Isaiah, we read the Haftorah on Yom Kippur. We say, "Hello, paros, lo eved lachmecha. Give gifts to the poor. Take your bread that you're not eating. Give it to the poor." One of my friends, colleagues, Rabbi Jordi Yazgiri, says, on a fast day, you should give at least the money that you would have given for breakfast and lunch and supper. Give that to charity. Do something about it. The idea of taking action also comes to the fore in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnayos and Tainis. Rabbi Yossi says, look, we don't fast on Shabbos. And we don't want to call out. We're going to have prayers and people start crying. Oh, God, you should answer us. on Shabbos. We don't want to have that attitude. We want to be relaxed and enjoy on Shabbos. But let's say there's a great crisis. Let's say there's a boat that you heard, that you haven't heard from the boat for 2 days. You don't know where he is. He's drowning in, God forbid, at sea. Or maybe there's a flood, there's a pestilence and a famine. Don't you need to fast on Shabbos? Do something. He says, no, don't fast. Don't call out to God because maybe your prayers will be answered. Maybe they won't. We don't know. That's one of the commentators says. But rather, I'll tell you what you should do. La'ezra. Call out for help. Blow the trumpet so to gather the troops. Find out. Maybe we can gather some money. Maybe we can gather some help, some assistance for the difficult situation. So a fast day is a day of action. It's a day to cast your bread to the poor. It's a day to do something about the crisis. Fourth interpretation of what a fast day is it's a vow. It's a neder. Matter of fact, you're supposed to declare that you're going to fast. You can't just wake up in the morning, I don't feel like breakfast. I'm not really hungry and busy during lunch. Oh, you know what? Today's a fast day. That's a question whether that's Tanit Shaot, whether that's considered a fast or not. Rambam, Rashi, Ramban, look in the Rush, and Ot Yud Bet in the first chapter for the Rush. Three opinions about how that works. But, generally speaking, a Tani calls Tani Shaloki Blam Lavim Mishasa Mincha is not a Tani. Unless you accepted the fast from the previous day at Mincha, it's not a fast. So one rabbi in the Talmud says, you have to accept it in your prayers. During the prayers, in the Arch School Siddur at the end, it's at the end of Mincha, it tells you, this is how you accept the fast day that's coming up. And another rabbi says, no, you should accept it even in the Shuk, wherever you are, at Mincha time, you just declare the day coming up is going to be a fast day. By the way, not necessarily necessary when you have a communal fast. It's already the rabbis ordained that you should fast, so maybe not be necessary, but it's a good idea to accept the fast anyway, even for these biblical fasts. So the one who says that you don't need to be, say, accepted in your prayer, he says, you know what a fast is? A fast is a vow. Why should you make it during the prayer? You vow right before the fast, which is what time? The mincha time. You vow at that time that you're going to fast. You don't need to do it in a prayer. You know what a fast is? It's simply a vow. And when you make a neder, you make a vow, then you should keep your vow. So some say, for instance, if let's say you vowed you were going to fast because it's not raining or because someone is sick, and then the person gets better. So Rashi says, you got to keep going. You got to keep fasting. Why? Because you vowed. You said you were going to fast. You're only giving God this fast if on condition that because he's not well, you said you would fast. You should fast. So from that perspective, it's just a vow. However, others say no. You should fast in the prayer because you know what a fast is. It's part of prayer. It's a day of ribui tefillah, the Rabbi Soloveitchik says. It's a day when you have more prayers. How do you have more prayers? Slichos, kinos, you could add different prayers. But also, more poignantly, what is a prayer? In Jewish parlance, a prayer is Shmon Esrei. The Amidah, the silent devotion, the 18 blessings, that's a prayer. On a fast day, you're supposed to add an additional Amidah. Now, don't try this at home. We today never really have a fast where we add an additional prayer. Only Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we add Ne'ilah. Don't think Ne'ilah is a special Yom Kippur prayer. No. Ne'ilah is a prayer that you add a Shmoneh Esrei if it's a fast day. So theoretically, if we declared a fast day tomorrow as a communal fast day, then we would add an additional prayer after Mincha, right before sundown, there would be an additional prayer. One of my teachers, a student of Rabbi Soloveitchik, taught that you should daven Mincha right before sundown on a fast day so that it should be like the Tefillas Ne'ilah. As the Gemara says, Galen, Tefillas Ne'ilah daven. But since you daven Mincha right before sundown, so it's as if it is Ne'ilah. So it's a day of Ribui Tefillah. It's a day when you add an additional prayer, ideally. We add that additional prayer, so that makes it into a day of prayer. And finally, maybe it's a korban. Maybe it's a sacrifice. Today we don't have sacrifice, but you know what? There is sacrifice here, because if you look in that same Arch School Siddur in the Mincha section, the back of the bottom of the last prayer, L'kai Netzor, it says you should say, this fast which I fasted today should be accepted before you. And the diminution of fat, right? You lose a little fat on a fast day. And diminution of blood, maybe, I don't know, maybe your blood is a little less liquid or what, on this day. This should be as if I put fat and blood on the altar. You should accept my human sacrifice, so to speak, not in some disgusting and immoral way, but rather in this humane way, that I simply have less fat. I'm giving that to you, God. I'm giving it to you. It's a day of a korban. It's a day of sacrifice. So we have these six interpretations. You'll notice not one of them was that it was a day of mourning. The quintessential fast, Yom Kippur, is certainly not a day of mourning. Don't be confused. We do the same thing in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. You think they're both days of mourning. No. There isn't one element of mourning on Yom Kippur. It's forbidden to mourn. Yom Kippur is a happy day. The Mishnah in Tanya says it's the happiest day that ever was for the Jewish people on this day. Mishnah in Moed Katan. It's the happiest day. So what of this notion of the linkage of a fast day to sadness? Well, the Rambam says there are days that sorrows happen. So again, emergency prayer, emergency fast. And it stirs our hearts. And we should remember all the evil deeds we did then. We'll remember that. Maybe we'll repent now. So the Rambam believes that even the mournful fast, there are ways of remembering then so that we can have what? We can do tshuva so that we can say emergency prayers, because we had an emergency that happened many years ago that was still caused by the sins that they did then, which we still do now. So he talks about these first two themes. He doesn't say it's a day of mourning. Clearly it is. Clearly these days are mourning. But let me just point out the following. You can't say that fast day is connected to mourning, because if you look at the laws of mourning, nowhere do you find that you're not supposed to eat. Did you ever go to a shiva? Do you see how much food is consumed at a shiva? That's correct. That's appropriate. A shiva is a place with eating and drinking. They used to have 7 cups of wine. They canceled it, but it was once upon a time, the Morang Subos. The laws of mourning do not contain the law not to eat. Now, some people who mourn don't feel like eating. In that sense, the fast, 7th interpretation, that the fast is an expression of mourning. I give up. I can't eat. I just can't eat. There's such a terrible crisis. I can't eat anything. It's not from the laws of mourning, but it's from the feeling of mourning, the feeling that nothing else matters. I don't feel like eating. Maybe that is true. But even more so, the day of fasting is not so much a day of mourning, but a day of fasting is more so the law of teshuva, repentance, and all the 6 ideas that I mentioned. However, the 4 afflictions that we add on Tisha B'Av, they are reflections of mourning. Taking off your shoes is a practice of mourning. Not bathing, not using ointments, these are reflections of mourning. Not having family relations, a reflection of mourning. Those practices, yes. But the 5th affliction, not to eat and drink, is really borrowed from these 6 ideas. What are the 6 ideas? It's emergency prayer. It's a day of teshuva. It's a day of action. It's a vow to God that I'll give something up. It's a korban, it's a gift, a sacrifice to God. And finally, it's a day of ribui tefillah, a day of additional prayers. We hope that with all these different ideas together, really it's all about teshuva, doing better. Hopefully God will answer the prayers of this newfound person who's repented, who has changed his or her ways. And hopefully God will answer our emergency prayers and resolve the emergency, and hopefully bring a great Yeshua, a great salvation to us and to all of Israel. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Join us each week for the discussion of the Parsha, the holidays, how-to videos, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.